For my fourth and final sports assignment, I decided to pick American football. So, American football is a sport where the offense is trying to score on the defense by getting the football to the end zone and or the other end of the field. There, you can either get a touchdown or you can get in a position where you are capable of kicking a field goal. A field goal is where you put the ball through the uprights. Field goals are worth 3 points, touchdowns are worth 6, plus an extra point. Or you can also go for a 2-point conversion. 2-point conversions are from the 2-yard line, and you have to try and get a touchdown, basically, to get 2 points. Extra points, depending on the league, can be anywhere from 20 to 30 yards. This is completely depending on the league. Next, let's look at the history, like where it oriented. American football oriented in North America, obviously. The sport is very similar to the popular sport in Europe, that being rugby and or soccer, which they call football. So either of those two, it oriented from that. When was it invented? American football came onto the scene on August 20th, 1920, in Canton, Ohio, in the United States of America. This is where American football start. However, it was actually invented in the 1800s by Walter Camp. The first ever game was between the Routers in New Jersey, who is now Princeton. This game was played on November the 6th, 1869. And this was actually a college football game. Now let's look at the evolution. Football evolved from two major sports in Europe, rugby and soccer, or what as they call it, football. The first game was formed on November 1869, between two university teams, Princeton and the Routers, both teams from New Jersey. Soon after this, American football made several changes to the rules. The rule changes were instituted by Walter Camp, the University of Yale athlete and coach. So these three men are today considered the fathers of American football. These changes were like things like the line of scrimmage, down to distance rule, forward passing, blocking rules, and rules kind of like that that made the game more entertaining. In the early 20th century, or late 19th century, they introduced coaches and developed programs for colleges and developed a game system. The original football players made around $500. In today's currency, this would be around $13,200. The modern era of football started in the 1900s. The first playoff game was in 1932. There were then more inclusions and more things added on to really evolve the game of football, such as games like the All-Star Game and many more things like that, etc. Now we'll look at some of the best teams. So we'll look at most Super Bowls, most wins and winning percentage. So first of all, the most Super Bowls. We have the Pittsburgh Steelers with 6, New England Patriots with 6, San Francisco 49ers with 5, the Dallas Cowboys with 5, Green Bay Packers with 4, and the New York Giants with 6. The most wins, actually, is quite surprisingly the Chicago Bears with 761, the Green Bay Packers 743, and the New York Giants 692. But however, the best winning percentage is the Dallas Cowboys, 57.3%, followed by the Chicago Bears, 56.4%, and the Green Bay Packers, 56.4%. Surprising that Chicago is still up there after all the things they've been through lately. So now we'll look at some of the best players individually. So the first thing we'll look at is the players with the most tackles. Ray Lewis is in first with 1,568, London Fletcher in second with 1,384, and Derek Brooks with 1,300. Most sacks of all time, Bruce Smith with 200, Reggie White with 198, and Kevin Green with 160. Interceptions, you have Paul Kraus with 81, Amel Tunnel with 79, and Rod Woodson with 71. Now we'll move over to the most known side of football, the offensive side, so we'll look at some of the best offensive players, starting with quarterbacks. These are all by numbers, by the way, mostly. So number 1 is Tom Brady, number 2 Joe Montana, And number three is Peyton Manning. Running backs, we have Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith, Jim Brown, and Barry Sanders. Kickers and punters, we have Justin Tucker, Lou Groza, Martin Anderson. Longest field goal was actually kicked by Matt Prater when he played for the Denver Broncos. The punters is Ray Guy, Sam Blau, and Shane Latchler. Wide receivers and tight ends is Jerry Rice, Don Hudson, Randy Moss, Tyrell Owens, Steve LeJean. Those are all wide receivers. Some exercises for wide receivers, running backs, tight ends is... The first thing is cuts. Basically, you stand in your designated area, and once the ball is snapped, you get the ball, and you run between pylons, jumping back and forth. Pretty basic. This is to get your footwork quicker, and your speed a lot better. The next thing is blindside catches, which its point is to work on reaction time and improve catching radius, as well as body control. Basically, you set up 5 cones in a straight line and stand 10 yards from your partner with your back to them. They will then proceed to throw the ball towards you. Basically, you start off by looking over your left shoulder, and then as the ball is thrown towards you, you turn your head and your body. As the ball is coming towards you, you aim your hands, obviously, and get your body in position to catch the ball. Depending on how you want to use this drill, you can catch these balls over your shoulder. You can either turn around and get your full chest in the way. Any way you decide to catch is how you do it. It's just, this drill is to practice by turning around. And you do this about 10 times. And it makes it easier for in-game so that you don't give away the balls coming to a cornerback on the outside. Or any defensive lineman, really. So, next drill we'll look at is wall catches. Basically, this is just juggling a ball off the wall, like a tennis ball, bouncy ball, anything like that. You have one ball in one hand, one in the other, and you're just juggling them back and forth. This is to improve hand-eye coordination and to make it so that you can catch the ball better, because this is important for any wide receiver or running back. The next drill is hop and switch. The purpose is to work on your balance, explosiveness, and ball control while switching hands. How you do this is you grab a football and start off on your left leg or right leg, depending, with the ball, and then you move the ball to your right hand and your left hand down to the ground, or vice versa. The instructions and how you do it is basically the player just pushes off with the right foot and lets the left hand go on the ground, jumping up in the air and switching over to left foot. You basically just switch feet, and then whatever foot you land on, the opposite hand hits the ground. As a player in the air, he'll switch hands, crossing the ball over from the right to the left and extending the right hand out to the ground as a smooth motion, and or the left, depending on what foot you hit the ground. Players will basically do this until they've gone about 20 yards, 30 yards, whatever. And then you stop, and then you return, hopping back for another whatever distance you've went. This is basically just to focus on your speed, focus on push-off and acceleration, and to focus on transferring your weight and the ball from one hand to the other, which is important in a actual football game. The next one is side-to-side, which is you get your players loose and comfortable with the ball, adding explosiveness and shiftiness. So basically, you have a player separated in form lines of 5 yards apart, facing each other at the goal line, one with footballs and one without footballs. So basically, the first two players in each line will shuffle sideways while passing the ball back and forth, running the length of the field. One of the players in front of them will have to reach the 20-yard line, and the next pair will take off. You can have players corrugate instead of side shuffle, croak, whatever that is, karaoke, sorry, instead of side shuffle to add an extra layer of difficulty. Every time a player drops the ball, they have to restart. And you can throw in some push-ups or whatever if they do it improperly. But this is just, you know, if you want to throw in push-ups. Next, we'll just look at, like, route running. So basically, this could be completely different for different people. Everybody runs different routes generally. So you just kind of review your routes, focus on running them properly and getting used to them so that you're better in-game. Next thing is weights. You can hit all kinds of different weights, like squats with weight, deadlifts, curls, triceps extensions, all those kind of things to get stronger. Because you definitely want to be lean as a running back or a receiver so that you can be fast as well as being able to still not get tackled terribly easy, especially for running back. The next thing is like speed drills. So basically you can race one another down the field if you feel like doing that, or you can kind of just do any sort of speed drills that include explosiveness, so like sprints, you know, hops, skips, karaoke, anything like that can help you with your speed. And sometimes you just want to go for a jog so that you can get a little bit of endurance up, so you can stay in the game longer, be more effective, and be able to run quicker for longer. These are also commonly used in cornerbacks, so that they can be quick and keep up with the receivers. So the next one is defensive and offensive linemen. They hit the weights all the time, doesn't matter what weights, as long as they're getting themselves a full body workout. They tend to be a bit bigger. One thing they practice is blocking, just doing blocking drills, hand fighting drills, which means they're trying to get the best hand position on the opposing player. They tend to do this a defensive lineman against an offensive lineman. Then you got blocking, where you basically just practice blocking for your quarterback. Running backs also do this because they do block in games. Ball deflection is where you are focusing on trying to get past the offensive lineman, and you're keeping your hands up in the air as the quarterback tries to throw the ball over you and you're trying to deflect it down. So the scramble drill, they work on those, is where you practice running around the outside and getting to the quarterback to make him scramble out of the pocket. Or if he's scrambling out of the pocket, being able to know how to get to him, to sack him. The next one is the sack drill. It's basically just you trying to push through the offensive lineman using whatever route you tend to use to just sack him. It's basically just practicing your sack route. Just, you know, play running and route running is important for depending on what you're trying to do. Like if you're trying to blitz, trying to play zone, trying to play man, you know, just because you're not a particular person in those routes doesn't mean your route does not change as an offensive lineman, and you need to know what's going on behind you. So that's basically the defense and offensive lineman things, along with some speed stuff that we talked about with the running backs. Quarterbacks also work on the speed, and we're going to look at those next. So basically, quarterbacks, defensive, offensive linemen, running backs, receivers, cornerbacks, linemen, you know, everybody works on speed, the exact same speed, basically. So quarterbacks have to focus on leg days, basically, so a bunch of lower body exercises so they can get more power in their throw. Also working on upper body exercises so they can get more power in their throw. Scramble drills, basically, you have a guy running towards you, and you scramble out of the pocket, and then you have another guy running towards you, so you're focusing on throwing the ball on the run accurately. Next is scanning the field. So basically, you're just sitting back in your pocket, and you're kind of looking at your options and seeing what you can do. This drill makes it so that you can work on doing that in-game. So basically, you'll have guys running towards you in-games. In practice, you have guys running towards you. This just replicates a game and helps you see the field better so you can make the proper throws. Sprint outs is basically where you have so much pressure, you sprint out to the side and throw the ball to a receiver that is coming in the opposing direction and or the same direction as you. Generally, it's the same direction. Pressure escaping is the next thing. You just have to, you practice escaping tons of different pressures from your linemen, blitzes, all kinds of stuff like that. And the next one's just routes, looking at your routes, reviewing them, so that you know where you have to put the ball, when you have to put the ball there, and how you have to do it. Last but not least, we're going to look at dieting. Football players come in all different sizes and looks, so there's no particular diet or amount you should eat per player. It completely depends on the player. But for breakfast, it typically is oatmeal, eggs, turkey bacon, fresh fruit, whole grain cereal, water is definitely important, and yogurt and juice. Then for lunch, you get a juice, sweet potatoes, chicken, avocados, pasta, eggs, lean meats, vegetables, tons of water. And at dinner, you also have brown rice, salmon, broccoli, chicken, potatoes, pasta, juice, tons of water, salad, vegetables, and green beans, kind of anything around there. So that's basically a diet, what football players eat. Obviously, the quantities I can't really say, because you can have a wide receiver who's trying to be lean and a huge defensive lineman who's like 150 pounds heavier and wants to eat a bunch of other stuff and has to eat more because he's bigger. So thank you for listening to my sports assignment. I hope you enjoyed and learned a little bit more about football.